Right now, I thought we would talk about girls' high school golf, because in the Class 3A championship, there was quite a battle between
finals.
Sonora, Kalisburg, and Rockdale.
Oh, wait. Donovan Miller!
What's going on here? Oh, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
Hey, it's Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man. Yeah.
Clarence, we're on the air. We're talking sports.
Yeah, I was just down in the boiler room kind of giving the pipes the old once-over with the monkey wrench and heard you guys talking sports.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd come up here and talk about football or baseball or women's tennis or
You're interrupting the program.
Yeah, you know, we got this Dean or DeLuker Open going on in Fort Worth.
Invitational.
Yeah, and you know, I used to be a pretty big golfer in my day.
Is that right?
Yeah, until my prostate got so swollen I couldn't clear my belly anymore.
Oh,
good
man.
Lord.
Yeah. And I'm sure some of your listeners may know, if y'all are still on radio.
Yeah, run right now.
That I'm the one that broke Byron's winning streak.
You what? Are?
Yeah. Yeah, sure enough, he was going for 12 in a row, and I ruined it for him.
What tournament was that?
It was at the Dinosaur Dwayne Caraway D&M Leeson Open, I think.
In 1945.
Yeah,
huh?
And I was looking good. I was looking real good. You know, normally I wasn't that great a golfer, but it was fortune, and it was just my moment. You know, every athlete has his moment.
Yeah.
And I shot a 61, 59, 62, 65, 58.
What? Whoa, 40, how many? 44 rounds.
Two, yeah. And beat Byron by 12 shots.
Whoa, wow. Man, yep, 12 beat him good.
He was so mad he held a grudge to his dying day.
Oh, that's too bad.
Matter of fact, his widow told me that his final words were F. Clarence Murphy.
Oh, yeah, he didn't talk like
showing
that,
up.
Clarence.
Yeah, and you know, Byron, he played with Persimmon Woods.
Well, everybody did back then.
Well, not everybody.
What'd
some
you
of us
with?
Couldn't afford it. I played with Balsa Woods.
It's a very soft
I've never
club
heard
head.
Of that.
Used to go through about 500 clubs a weekend, too.
Made them yourself, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
I had to make them myself. Yeah, using coconuts and balsa wood. And the professor would help out every once in a while, too. But, anyway, and I beat, I'm fun! Oh, God, help me! Anyway, I beat old Hogan and Sam Snead at one tournament, too.
Oh, man.
I think that was the, I think it's the Choose Energy match play. Anyway!
I know about that.
Yeah, I hadn't played in decades, but I came out of retirement this week so I could play with Jordan Spieth and Bill Murray and
are you gonna play in the pro am?
Walt Garrison and Greta Van Susprins. Yeah, we're about to tee off. I got to hightail it over to Fort Worth here pretty soon.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
But I heard you guys doing wall hanging talk.
Yeah,
and I tell you, you got to do what I do with them pictures.
What's that?
I use gutter nails and studs every time.
Gutter nails?
Yeah, about 8 inches long, but they work.
That'll hold it.
And that's no matter if I'm hanging a wallet-sized picture or not. I use them gutter nails, and I make damn sure it don't fall down. I mean, that picture ain't going anywhere. Even if the Japanese come back to finish the Pearl Harbor job, that picture is staying on that wall.
I don't think that's going to happen. But
another thing you can do is glue your pictures up.
With what?
I use that industrial strength Gorilla Glue straight onto the sheetrock.
It's quite permanent, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You move out. You take about half the wall with you with each picture, and you lose your security deposit, but they ain't falling down.
That's the key.
Yeah, that is the key. Hey, listen, if you guys get the chance, come on down to the boiler room. I just made a fresh batch of pecan cookies.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah, with powdered sugar on top.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, my prostrate. Oh,
are you okay?
My God, my prostrate just busted.
Oh, God.
My water broke. I got to get that out of
the water broke. All right, we'll see you, Clarence. There goes Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.